Stand by for weather update. Stand by for weather update from NIS. This is Northern Illinois Sky 1, Kilo 9 Tango Sierra Uniform with WX9MCS repeaters and Northern Illinois Sky 1. Quick radar update, we're awaiting a possible watch issuance for our area. That's just per myself and my thoughts. Currently we're seeing a large MCS system, no pun intended, coming in that's stretching kind of from La Crosse, actually, at least on the radar that I can see, it does extend further, but on my radar images from about the La Crosse area down through the Marshalltown and Boone County, Iowa area. It's moving to the east, northeast or so. Standby from message. Standby. Hello, Travis. Stretching into that area. It's moving to the east, northeast. There's a few tornado warnings on it. Actually, there's three tornado warnings on it. So we're keeping an eye on it. There's just a lot of severe thunderstorm warnings on it as well. The moderate risk area has been moved further to our east. The cutoff, basically it now includes Joe Davies, Lafayette, and Iowa counties in Wisconsin and Illinois. However, everybody else is under the flight risk. 15%, correction, 30% wind, 15 hail, 2 tornado. Probably in southwest Wisconsin area, northwest Illinois area, around 9:30, but we'll keep an eye on it after then. We're going to start providing updates every 20 minutes here now. So all spotters, be prepared to activate maybe within the next 2 to 3 hours. Net control operators, you are going to be needed. Net control operators are going to be needed. This is K9GSU with WX9MCS repeater, 114.8 PL, in Northern Illinois Sky 1, we're in condition green, information hold at this time. Keeping an eye on incoming storms. I am unavailable at the time unless it's for updates. I need to switch back to another K9TSU. Stand by. Come pager tones, turn the radio volume down. Correction, standby, net control, unavailable for one moment, weather service warning issuance west of our area, I need to copy. Attention, following correction, all Skywarn spotters prepare to copy mesoscale discussion. Mesoscale discussion 1028 to all locals. Areas affected, hours. Tornado, this concerns tornado watch 304 and 306. Severe weather threat for watch 304 and 306 continues. The threat for widespread damaging winds and a tornado or two occurs across Minnesota, northeast Iowa, and southwest Wisconsin. A downstream weather watch will be coordinated with local National Weather Service forecast offices prior to 0230 Zulu for the remainder of southeastern, the crash of southern Wisconsin, northeast Illinois. Break, standby. Standby for product. Continuing, expecting a tornado watch will be issued for our area within the next 45 minutes. Well-developed storms will be moving into the area. Again, a tornado watch is going to be issued for our area in the next 45 minutes. Northern Illinois Skywarn to all local spotters. Please be prepared for the call-out. K9TS to clear at 2051.
Attention, severe thunderstorm, watch.
The National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 307, effective until 3 o'clock a.m., Tuesday, This watch includes the following counties in Illinois: Bureau, Carroll, Stevenson, and Whiteside. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means that conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds, in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
WX9NCS repeater.
Northern Illinois scouring to local spotters, amateur radio spotters, attention. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch that's in effect for our area. All counties we cover are under the watch. Right now, the nearest severe thunderstorm warnings are up to our west, near the Dubuque area. The line is off in the Cedar Rapids area, stretching up toward La Crosse, Wisconsin. It's moving east or south, kind of east. It's moving east, slightly southeast, with a more northern south motion to it, so to speak. So we're keeping an eye on that. We have a slight risk for severe weather. Joe Davies counties, western Green counties, Wisconsin, western Dane counties, Wisconsin, Iowa County, Lafayette County, Wisconsin, they have a moderate risk. We've got one tornado warning in the Delaware County, Iowa area. That's a county west of Dubuque, Iowa. So we are kind of just monitoring these. There is a minimal threat for tornadoes. 30% hail, correction, 30% wind as defined by SPC, 15% hail and 2% tornado. So there is a slight risk of tornadic activity. We'll watch that. Looking at radar, one of the things that we look for is how close the standby. Did a fan tip over on me. One of the things that we look for is the closeness of the heavy precipitation to the margin of the line. So to speak, how far close to the front of that line are the dark colors pushing, which indicates heavier winds. It appears that there could be some strong winds in this as it is starting to force some of the heavy precipitation to the front of this line. Let me reset here and I'll get some wind estimates. Base velocity readings out of certain areas in this line could affect us, especially later on in the next 2 hours. I'm getting 45, 38. I'm getting an average of around like 45 knot winds, and that's just base level velocity, surface velocities, surface wind levels are probably higher. So we're going to keep an eye on this as it moves into the area. Next control operators, you're needed. Next control operators, we need you to report your availability as appropriate. This is K9TSU Northern Illinois Skywarn. We're in condition green right now until this gets a little closer. Be prepared for severe weather later. K9TSU WX9MCS. Stand by for a weather update. Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for all surrounding counties. All counties that we cover are under the watch. The severe thunderstorm warnings off to our west and northwest. Nothing in our immediate area right now, however, stand by. There we go. In our immediate area now, but it is moving in. We're going to need some night control operators tonight, so I'll crew available to jump in. Otherwise, just kind of keeping an eye on it. Expect a chance of knockout wood activation tonight, so we'll keep an eye on it. We'll update you again at 11 o'clock. Alerts are going over the repeater, and we are copying them, so we are around. KNTSU, WXNMCS repeater, Northern Illinois Skywarn.
Thunderstorms. Watch. WX9MCS repeater.
National Weather Service in Chicago activated the National Weather Service AM team. National Weather Service in Chicago activated the National Weather Service AM team. We are moving our condition status to a condition yellow. Condition yellow, a standby mode, ready for activation.
Tornado watch condition yellow. Skywarn condition yellow.
Thank you. KNTSU Northern Illinois Skywarn watch in effect. Warnings to our west.
Attention, severe thunderstorm warning.
National Weather Service in Milwaukee Sullivan has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Western Dane County in South Central Wisconsin, Eastern Iowa County in South Central Wisconsin, Greene County in South Central Wisconsin, Eastern Lafayette County in South Central Wisconsin, until 12:15 a.m. at 11:20 p.m. A severe thunderstorm was located 8 miles west of Blanchardville, or 8 miles northeast of Darlington, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazard, 70 miles per hour wind gusts and nickel-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs and outbuildings. Locations impacted include Madison, Fitchburg, Middleton, Waterkey, Monroe, Verona, Oregon, Mount Horeb, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Broadhead, Cross Plains, Belleville, New Glarus, Mazamani, Shoreland Hills, Black Earth, Monticello, Albany and Argyle. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Intense thunderstorm lines can produce brief tornadoes and widespread significant wind damage. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, it is best to move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. This storm may cause serious injury and significant to property damage. Torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways.
WX9MCS repeater.
Skywarn control operator, KNTSU, keeping an MBD and maybe a few others are still present on frequency. Just letting the weather radio do this talking to KNTSU.
K9TSU, K9TSU, KV9NBD. Well, I'm guessing Vince is probably a little bit on the busy side right now, as the line is actually on top of Monroe at this point in time. This is KV9NBD. I guess I'll take over on net control operations for the time being. Give me 1 second,
yellow.
And I'll get
Sky
you
warn.
An update as soon as we get everything
yellow.
Organized. This is KV9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn Net Control. I believe we're in condition yellow right now. We do have storms incoming. There's a line of severe storms that extends pretty much from the Madison area south past the Quad Cities or south and west toward the Quad Cities. The majority of the line is severe. Biggest threat on this line is going to be damaging winds. Most of the reflectivity, or excuse me, most of the radio velocity images from radar are suggesting winds at least 50 mile an hour or more. Hold on, I just got a message, and of course it was who I expected. Stand by one. Okay, back to the update here. The National Weather Storm Prediction Center did issue what they call a mesoscale discussion. Bowling line of severe storms continues to move east-southeast at around 40 knots with a continued history of wind damage. A south-southwesterly low-level jet averaging 50 knots will continue to advect moist and sable air into northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin with cape values averaging 1,500 to 2,500 joules per kilogram. With a well-developed cold pool, the line should remain severe through O800Z, and enhanced Boeing segments capable of producing what they call QLCS tornadoes, or quasi-linear convective system tornadoes. Basically, they're tornadic spin-ups that can happen on squall lines like these. With the low-level wind profiles, it's definitely suggestive, but it's not a huge, huge threat. If we did get one, it would be very weak. Right now, the line is entering, or is currently in, northwestern Stevenson County, and is heading pretty much easterly. The general track of the line itself is east. I would expect to see a warning for Stevenson County and probably us here fairly soon. KV9NBD, I'll be standing by, Northern Illinois Skywarn, net control.
Net control from KC9YCI Mobile.
Go KC9YCI.
Just this morning, is there going to be a check-in, or you don't think it's going to be real bad yet?
I'm fairly confident we are going to get severe weather or severe criteria out of this. Again, winds easily over 50 miles per hour are likely. Just looking at the radar right now, radar indicated winds are sustained near 50 miles an hour in a lot of places. And of course, they can gust substantially higher than that. There is also a chance of some very weak, small tornado spin-ups on the leading edge of this. I'm watching radar very closely. If you'd like me to put you down on a list, I can do that. If there are other stations that would like to check in, go ahead and just give me your locations. KC9YCI, what is your location, just so I can mark it down?
My location presently is 176 Mobile towards Route 20. I was in Crystal Lake, but there doesn't seem to be any activity that way. There's more, I'm seeing a lot of lightning flashing this way just before 20.
Okay, appreciate the information. Yeah, there's nothing really that way yet. Winnebago County at the moment is in a little clear patch. Got just some light precip off to the east of Winnebago, to the west and north. It's interesting. The entire area is going to get eventually hit. This line's going to march through or march to the east pretty much all the way into the Chicagoland area.
Thunderstorm warning WX9MCS repeater.
Net control, KD9AMB.
Go for net control.
As Tony, KD9 AMB in the east side of Freeport. I'll be available if you need me.
Okay. Okay, I have you marked down. I really don't think we'll need to send anybody mobile at this point in time. You know, we'll just keep people where they're at and report from their location. Everybody's probably going to get something, so we'll just keep everybody stationary.
Okay, yeah, I'm stationary anyways. The wife's got the car at work, so just letting you know, KD9 AMB monitor.
WX9LOT, if that is you, there's no audio, but it was a relatively clean signal.
Out by the Rockford Airport. I'm just east of the airport.
Whiskey Oscar, what was the prefix on the call? I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
KC9, Whiskey Oscar. Kilo Charlie Niner, Whiskey Oscar.
Okay, I have it marked on the list. As of right now, it looks like Northern Winnebago County is going to get the brunt of it, although the entire county is going to get a fair amount. There's a smaller, heavier core that's starting to develop in the in north central Stevenson County. I'm going to keep an eye on as that progresses over. So basically, Rockton, South Beloit, even Northern McChesney Park are going to get the heaviest. LOT trying again. Again, it was just noise. This is KB9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn, net control. WX9LOT, go ahead. You're moderately copyable that time.
Copy that. I think I found the issue here.
You started off incredibly well and then disappeared again. So I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if it's atmospherics or what the heck's going on. But yeah, you started out nice and strong and then trailed away again. At the moment, that was fairly clean.
Copy that. Nope, just had to turn the beam a little bit and had to single you in there. Our beam's still under repair.
Oh, glad to have you on the air. I've got you marked down on the list that you're here, and I'll pass that along if I end up passing off net control, but it sounds like I'm probably not going to.
Signal is fading in and out though, so it could be atmospheric conditions also, so.
All right, I appreciate you guys monitoring. This is KB9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn, net control.
Skywarn condition, yellow.
Net control from KC9YCI.
Go ahead for net control.
Net control, we have a tornado warning for Madison, Wisconsin. It has popped up on my my broadband here. Just advising you if you knew.
Yeah, I had seen it. I've got a family up there right now that I was actually communicating with or trying to communicate with. So yeah, I'm aware of it. But thank you. I was debating whether I wanted to broadcast it on the net or not since it was a little far away. But I appreciate you bringing it up. Yeah, there is a tornado warning currently for the Madison, Dane County area. There's apparently been damage in central Madison. So I'm actually going to try and communicate with another person that I know up there to find out what's going on.
KC9YCI, clear and listening.
This is KB9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn, net control. At this point in time, I'm actually going to switch this over to condition red on the repeater. The line is about to enter the Durand area right now, so everybody stand by for just a second while I do that.
Severe thunderstorm. Watch. Satellite WX9MCS. Repeater.
I have a feeling that one didn't work. Oh, nope, apparently I did. At this point in time, the repeater's under condition red status. I would like all those stations, when you do make a report, it needs to be severe criteria. So we're looking for wind speeds in excess of 50 to 55 miles per hour, hail 3/4 inch or larger. Of course, any tornadoes or sustained rotation or sustained tight rotation wall clouds, that sort of thing. Also, rain in excess of 2 inches an hour that's causing flooding. Again, please try to stick to those reporting criteria. The squall line is starting to move into Winnebago County. We'll be entering the Durand area first and heading east. I'll get you an estimated radar indicated wind speed here in just a second. I just have to pop over to that screen. As of right now, it looks like radar is indicating right around the 50, maybe 55 mile an hour wind speed mark, which is 50 mile an hour is just a touch under severe criteria. So right now, I'm chatting with the National Weather Service to trying to find out if Chicago is planning on putting us under a warning or not. I'm just waiting to hear back from them. KB9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn, net control, under condition red for a line of severe storms, getting ready to enter the county. This is KB9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn, net control. National Weather Service just issued a special weather statement. The National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm along a line extending from 11 miles northwest of South Beloit to 12 miles southwest of Pecatonica, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Cities and towns affected: Durand, Rockton, Roscoe, Rockford, Lake Somerset, South Beloit, McChesney Park, Pecatonica, Winnebago, and Lus Park. Gusty winds may cause small branches to blow down and loose objects to blow around. Stay away from high objects outdoors, such as trees, blah, 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 you know, all the standard safety stuff. Basically, the line is not producing severe winds at this point in time, so they haven't issued a warning is what it looks like. We'll obviously keep our eyes on it, as are they, in case situations develop. The last update on the radar did show that the edge of the storm is getting a little bit more diffuse, indicating that the wind threat is starting to die down a little bit. But again, we'll definitely keep our eyes on it. There is still a large chance for flooding. There's very heavy precipitation throughout the storm. It's going to last quite a while, so we could easily pick up quite a bit of rain that can cause some flooding. Again, if you do get any flooding, 2 inches an hour or more is what we're looking for, or any sort of street-level flooding, you know, streams rising rapidly, stuff like that. KB9, excuse me. KV9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn, net control. Just as an informational note to everybody, WREX is reporting on their Facebook feed that damage has been reported at the campus at UW-Platteville. Hail smashed windows in at least one dorm, and cars have been totaled, windows broken, and power out in the city. Just thought I'd share that with everybody. KV9NBD.
Set control from W3PUB.
Go ahead for net control.
On GI level 3, the MKX radar just popped up at PVS in Rockford, or just the west of Rockford.
Okay, I'll take a look at a radio velocity and see if I see anything on it.
Yes, control, KC9, help you meet.
LQB, go ahead.
Yeah, KC9 LQB, I just wanted to let you know that I'll be monitoring. I'm in Woodstock at roughly 14 in Kishwaukee Road.
All right, appreciate the check-in. Thank you, KV9NBD. KV9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn, net control. Just giving everybody a little bit of a status update here. The line is obviously in Winnebago County already. It's almost actually into Boone County. Nothing severe so far has been reported with it. Radar indicated winds are down. Heavy precip is still an issue. I don't really see anything indicating really any hail. If we were to get any, it'd be very, 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 very teeny. But I don't anticipate seeing any out of the storm. So as of right now, it looks like very heavy rain and potential flooding is going to be the biggest threat from this storm. With that being said, I am actually going to probably back the repeater down to condition yellow in a little bit. I'll leave it in red for a little while longer, but we'll see how things go. This is KV9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn Net Control. At this point in time, we are going to be shutting down operations. I've just chatted with the National Weather Service. They don't see a need at this point for us to continue. It looks like just heavy rain is going to be the biggest threat, so obviously keep your eyes open for flash flooding. If you do happen to see something, call your local emergency services. If you want, you can try and get a hold of somebody on the radio. Not sure if anybody will be monitoring, though. Again, make sure you stay safe. We should just have a chance for some heavy rain, and that should be about it. So at this point, I'm taking the repeater back to normal operation and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. KV9NBD, Northern Illinois Skywarn, shutting down operations. Let's see, did it actually catch? Yes, it did. Okay, this is KV9NBD. I will be clear for the evening. Thank you, everybody that participated, everybody that was out keeping an eye on things for me.
Attention, Tornado Watch.
National Weather Service has issued Tornado Watch number 310, effective until 9 o'clock a.m. This watch includes the following counties in Illinois: Boone, Bureau, Carroll, Cook, DeKalb, DuPage, Grundy, Kane, K, Kankakee, Kendall, LaSalle, Blake, Lee, McHenry, Ogle, Stevenson, Whiteside, Will and Winnebago, and the following counties in Indiana, Lake and Porter, and the following, Winthrop Harbor to Wilmette Harbor, Illinois, Wilmette Harbor to Northerly Island, Illinois, Northerly Island to Calumet Harbor, Illinois, and near shore waters from Lynn Point to Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, and the following counties in Wisconsin, Greene, Kenosha, Rock and Walworth. Remember, a tornado watch means that conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail and damaging winds, if and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
WX9MCS repeater. Attention, severe thunderstorm warning.
The National Weather Service in Chicago has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Boone County in north central Illinois, Winnebago County in north central Illinois, until 5:15 a.m. at 4:35 a.m. Severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 9 miles northwest of Lake Somerset to Mount Morris and moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and petty size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding and trees. Locations impacted include Rockton, McChesney Park, South Beloit, Loves Park, Lake Somerset, Pecatonica, Durand, Winnebago and Drosco. Other locations affected, Rock Cut State Park. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
WX9MCS repeater.
Yeah, we'll get to the net. If it's 1033, call. Otherwise, hold your traffic. Don't want to hear from you unless it's emergency. We'll get a net going a little bit earlier. KNTSU. Okay, this is KNTSU. The repeater is going in general weather mode. This is an extremely dangerous storm. Close enough. Oops.
Severe thunderstorm warning. Charlie. WX9MCS repeater.
In Monroe, I am getting dumped down with hail and about 75 mile an hour wind gusts measured. So we're just putting it in general weather. If you have emergency traffic, call net control. Otherwise, we don't want to hear from you. KNTSU. Who can sleep around here? The weather radio is like blowed up 5 times in a 20 minute period. Right, I'll get back to you. I just had a tree come into my window. Nice. I was totally surprised they came out with the tornado watch. Channel 13's exact track radar future cast is putting those storms, very heavy storms coming in here between 7:30 and 8:30 this morning. KNTSU to anybody listening. Experience from the storm. Just say it put a tree and the tree branch into my living room. We are definitely expecting a 70 mile an hour wind gust here as it comes into Rockford. It did take my main antenna down. I am on an attic antenna at this point. Apologize for any signal. Everybody who's in the path of this needs to take cover immediately. Bring anything outside inside, secure any loose objects. Vehicles, watch for hail. Wind-driven rain, all that. Spotters, please exercise extreme caution. This thing is putting out very heavy gust front winds. Loves Park, Rockford, Rockton, Roscoe, New Milford, everybody in that I-39 corridor, you're going to be getting this right along that stretch of I-90 through Winnebago County. You're going to be getting this soon. On radar right now, it's kind of basically probably about 4 miles out of Rockford, and that's compensating for some radar lag. So anybody in Rockford, take shelter. This is a big rainmaker as well. It's only about 3 or 4 minutes worth of brief activity, but it's very heavy in nature. So I advise everybody to please be safe here as this comes through. If it's severe, report, let us know.
This is WX9 RLC storm report.
Go ahead. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Riverside and North 2nd Street. Winds are approximately about 60 miles an hour.
Okay, 60, and can you give me the roads again?
AP Riverside and North 2nd Street and Loves Park.
Heavy. Thanks, Ricky. Let us know if you see anything else.
Sounds good. Stay safe, man.
Stand by for urgent mesoscale discussion. Turns Tornado Watch 310, and this affects basically the Winnebago, Boone, McHenry County area. Summary, enhanced risk for damaging winds and tornadoes evident with fast moving MCS system along the border. Stand by. They're saying enhanced risk for tornadoes and damaging winds in this area over the duration of this boat moving through. So Boone County, we need to keep an eye on you. Boeing mesoscale convective vortex from Greene County, Wisconsin to Ogle County, Illinois, accelerated its speed to 60 knots. Current exploitation would cross the I-94 corridor around 11:30 Zulu. MKX has sampled widespread inbound vortices at and above altitude 50 knots and 2,500 foot. Correction, 50 knots, 2,500 feet above ground level. Given the rapid motion of the line emits 3.5 to 4.5 knots, 0 to 1 kilometer shear, severe wind gusts would appear probable. Transient mesovortices will tighten up in the calm ahead. So SPC is showing that indicating that there is a tornado threat with this line. Especially on the bottom section there, so we're going to keep an eye on it. If you have any severe weather to report, call in at KNITOC.
Are they going to put us on a PDS?
No, it's almost out of here. They were just saying there's an enhanced risk for that. I don't know what they're going to do here. They don't have a warning on the southern part of it, but here's the SPC saying the southern part of this line has a tornado threat, but here there's no warning on it, so I'm curious what they're going to do here.
When there is this the system that's passing through right now, or what we're expecting here in a couple hours?
No, what's going through now. Whatever's coming up, I don't think we're going to get anything else until later on this evening again.
Attention, severe thunderstorm warning.
The National Weather Service in Milwaukee Sullivan has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Jefferson County in southeast Wisconsin, northeastern Rock County in south central Wisconsin, southwestern Waukesha County in southeast Wisconsin, northern Walworth County in southeast Wisconsin, until 6 o'clock a.m. At 5:37 a.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Whitewater, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs. Sighting entries. Locations impacted include Whitewater, Elkhorn, Muckwanago, East Detroit, Wales, North Prairie, Palmyra, Potter Lake, Richmond, LaGrange, Eagle, Millard, Tibbetts, Genesee, Troy Center, Genesee Depot, and the Bell's Corners. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. A tornado watch remains in effect until 9 o'clock a.m. Tuesday morning for southeast Wisconsin.
WX9MCS repeater.
This is WX9LT monitoring.
WX9LOT, KC9FQR, Northern Illinois Skywarn. Is there anything I can help you with?
Right now, all we are really looking for are just any type of spotter reports of any damage or anything that's kind of up in that direction, if you can help us out with that one. But other than that, that's about it.
Okay. Well, we've actually had things shut down for a little bit, and, being it was overnight, it was rather slow on this side in the Rockford, Winnebago County area, and, really, I don't have any damage reports at this time.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I greatly appreciate that. If you do run across anything, I'll be monitoring here for a little bit, but if you do have anything, just let me know. I'll be monitoring for probably the next half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. I can also send anything else that I have through NWS chat if I get anything past the time that you're monitoring here.
Wonderful. That sounds great. I greatly appreciate all your help. This is WX9LOT, LP monitoring.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for everything you guys do for us. We really appreciate it. KC9FQR, Northern Illinois Skywarn, I will be monitoring for any damage reports.
KC9SQR, KD9AMB.
AMB, go ahead.
This is about a half hour delayed. I just now got power back up and running. Here in Freeport, we have numerous trees down, power lines down, and over by Lena area, there is heavy debris damage, and parts of Highway 20 are closed between Stockton and Freeport.
WX9LLT, do you copy direct?
Yes, message received on those. Do you have any particulars on size of trees that are down or anything?
The one that I can confirm myself is about a foot and a half in diameter. It's because it's laying in my front yard.
All right, can you give me a little bit like a cross street or an intersection?
In the area of Wyandotte and Ottawa Street in Freeport.
Message received, Wyandotte, and... Oh, I did not catch that other cross street. Can you say that again?
Ottawa. I believe it's OTTAWA.
Message received. I greatly appreciate that. 4.5 diameter trees down and approximately Wyandotte and Ottawa Street. Power lines that are down also in the area. Message received. This is WX9LOT.
KD9AMB monitor.
Thanks KCY guys, KC9FQR, and I will be monitoring for further reports. KC9FQR, Northern Illinois Skywarn Net Control, monitoring for any damage reports.
KC9FQR, KC9TQP.
KC9TQP, go ahead. What's up, Sean?
Report, but I'm just letting you know, throwing it out there, I am mobile, I am monitoring, I am up in southern Wisconsin, heading towards Jeansville at the moment.
Oh, right on. Alright, well, kind of looking a little bit on radar, but I've been up all night, and I'm honestly about to pass out for the night, well, for this night, today. I only have a few hours, because I have an appointment at 1:30 I have to go to.
Oh boy, you hear me, a little jury-eyed for an appointment. what do they see? Did you hear anything about what's going on later today with the weather? Are we expecting more severe, or is it done?
Well, I'm really not sure, and I'm just kind of winging it from what I'm looking at as it pulls up. 70% chance of severe thunderstorms, high of 88. Showers, thunderstorms likely, mainly before 8 a.m., so I suppose, well, that's not going to be too long from now. Some could be severe, partly sunny, high near 88, well, basically, I guess as far as today, should be in the morning, I guess that'd be about it.
I copy that. All right, well, that's cool. So, yeah, anyway, I'm heading towards the, where the storm was. I'm going up towards Jefferson in that area, so. But, okay, well, I'll let you go and let you do what you gotta do. So, I'll say 73s, and, I'll, be mobile and monitoring on your final KC9TQB.
Right on. Well, definitely, enjoy and, well, be safe, but then thanks for checking in as well. But, yeah, that storm last night, it was definitely a nice light show, that's for sure. I've got some videos I'm hoping I'm going to be able to pull some pretty cool clips out of, but shooting from a cell phone, I don't know. It's a high-def video, but you never know, it's going to be hit or miss, I think.
Yeah, I know they got up at 5 o'clock this morning. That thunderstorm is just coming, and it came through quick. But yeah, it was a heck of a light show.
Oh, it definitely was. All right, well, I got to jump off of here for just a moment. I'm kind of actually trying to pull all those videos off of my phone. So, KC9FQR, and I will be listening for any more damage reports. Well, any damage reports. KC9FQR, I guess there will be no more damage reports, and I will be clear and kind of sort of listening.